This is Tom Rowe with the WGXC Radio News about radio waves for Saturday, November 22nd, 2014. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, Twitter feeds, blogs, newspapers, magazines, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. Diane Pinera Zucker reports in the Daily Freeman that Joan Tarsis of Woodstock is among several women accusing actor-comedian Bill Cosby of rape. Tarsis said that with the enormous media coverage of the story, she, quote, feels as if justice is being served, even though it's not in a court of law, unquote. Tarsis said she was 20 years old when Cosby raped her. Quote, I didn't expect the media storm, unquote, she said, noting that she is not seeking any compensation from Cosby or even an apology. Quote, if he expressed some remorse or confessed, I think it would be self-serving, unquote. Cosby is scheduled to perform April 24, 2015 at the Palace Theater in Albany. Today in Radio Roundup, New York Senators Kirsten Gillibrand and Charles Schumer announced their support this week for the New York and New Jersey Army National Guard's formation of a combined cyber protection team based in Latham in Albany County. In a letter to the Army National Guard's acting director, Major General Lyons, the senators urged for swift approval of a proposal allowing the New York and New Jersey Army National Guards to form a joint team focused on addressing the growing cybersecurity threats in New York and New Jersey. This new team would leverage their existing relationships with the Department of Homeland Security and their extensive training to focus on combating increasing cybersecurity threats from Latham. WAMC Northeast Public Radio donated 765 Eaton Crank radios to veterans in need this week, raised from their recent $1 million pledge drive. Listeners during WAMC's recent pledge drive could shift their donations to these radios, which are also solar-powered as well as hand-cranked. Next Friday, November 28th, New Line Radio on WGXC expands for a special five-hour edition for the holidays, offering a chance for families of incarcerated folks to reach out and connect with their loved ones starting at 7 p.m. next Friday, November 28th on WGXC 90.7 FM. National Weather Service in Albany predicts a partly sunny Saturday with a high near 39. Saturday night, there's a 50% chance of rain and sleet before 9 p.m., then a chance of rain overnight. Cloudy with a low around 33. Sunday, a slight chance of rain, otherwise mostly cloudy with a high near 51 and a low around 34. Monday, the rain continues before 1 p.m., then mostly cloudy with a high near 59. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM Acre.